Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5 where we talk a mission of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're here in Season 5, finishing up the last couple of Mishnayos here in Pirkei Avos. We're in Chapter 6, Parag Vav, Mishnah Bet, Paragraph 2, with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. I'm Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, V'chol yom v'yom, every single day, Bas kol yotzeis mehar choriv, a voice emanates from Mount Choriv, umachrezes v'omeres, and proclaims and says, Oy lehem labrios me albonu shel Torah, woe to them, to the people, because of their insult to the Torah. Why? Shechol mi she'eno osik b'Torah nikra nazu, for whoever does not occupy himself with the Torah is called rebuked. Shenemar, as it says, Nezem zahov be'af chazir, isha yafa v'saras ta'am. It says, like a golden ring and a swine snout is a beautiful woman who turns away from good judgment. V'omer, and it says, V'haluchos ma'ase Elohim hema, V'amichtav michtav Elohim u'charos al haluchos. It says in the pasuk, in the verse, the tablets are Hashem's work. The luchos are Hashem's handiwork. And the script was God's script, Hashem's script, charus, engraved on the tablets. Al tikra charus, ela charus. Do not read it as charus, engraved, but read it as charus, freedom. She'ein lecha ben chorin ela misha osik b'talmud Torah, because you have no greater, freer man, the one who engages in the study of Torah. The chol misha osik b'talmud Torah, hare zem is ala, and anyone who engages in the study of Torah becomes elevated. Shenemar, as it says, umimatana nachaliel, Omi Nachaliel Bamos, from Matana to Nachaliel, and from Nachaliel to Bamos. The greatest free person is actually the person that does the will of Hashem. The greatest free person, the freest person, is the person involved in a Jewish life doing mitzvos and chesed and Torah learning, because he's not ensnared to society, to materialism, to physicality, but he's actually beholding and attached himself to the best type of life, that is the life of the Torah. So remember that and think about that instead of insulting the Torah, God forbid. Be involved in the Torah in any way you can, in any medium you can, as long as it attaches to Torah and Torah ideals. The Sforno points out their insult to the Torah occurs when man fails to esteem and value Torah, to examine and study it so as to understand the benefit to be derived from it. Then the Torah, as it were, is insulted. Therefore, that person is called rebuked, meaning that when he is reprimanded, he may be called by a derogatory name, as we find in Mohikatan, Aya, mi korei lecha bachutz, Aya, see who's calling to you outside. The Tana brings proof to his statement from the analogy of a beautiful woman whose husband does not appreciate her beauty. She's like a Nezem Zahuf, a golden ring in a swine snout from Mishlei, who does not recognize the value and importance of gold. The Tana therefore calls this man who doesn't appreciate his wife's beauty a swine. And so it is when one does not occupy himself with Torah, for he fails to recognize its advantages, usefulness, and benefit. The Tana in this way gives good reason why this person is worthy of rebuke, for it is due to his carelessness that he has deprived himself from attaining the benefits of Torah and the great honor which it brings. The notes point out from Rabbi Pelkovitz, the Sforno is of the opinion that unless a person contemplates the greatness and unmatched value of Torah, holding it in the highest esteem, he is guilty of shaming it, even though he does nothing overtly to insult its importance. The phrase nazuv, translated as reprobate or rebuked, is used in the Talmud to describe one who is under a ban, chayrim. The Sforno cites the story of Rebbe, who instructed his pupils not to disseminate from the Torah outside the Beis HaMedrash. His disciple Rabbi Chia did not abide by this instruction toward his nephews outside. When Chia later came to visit Rabbi, he called him Aya instead of Chia, thereby rebuking him for his disobedience. The Sforno proves from this incident that one may call another by a derogatory name to demonstrate his displeasure with that person's conduct. By the same token, the proof verse from Mishlei is understood by him to mean that one is permitted to call a person who treats Torah with disdain and contempt a swine. He also explains the concluding part of the Brayis as describing the loss incurred by neglecting Torah study. One could have realized true freedom and honor had he only pursued the study of Torah, but through his own lethargy and carelessness, he forfeited both of these gifts. So remember the beautiful gift of Torah. Remember, you are no freer person in life unless you're attached to Torah and mitzvot and chesed and Torah learning. Don't insult the Torah, God forbid. Understand Torah is the best thing to be involved in. Understand that that gives you true freedom in life. Don't read it as charis ala charis. Read it that when you're involved in Torah and a Torah lifestyle and many different aspects to approach Torah, whether your job or your hobbies or interests, whether using speaking or reading or whatnot, or talents of writing or anything you do, make it related to Torah and you'll feel no freer than that type of way in your days. Join us next time as we talk about learning even a single letter from someone else here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.